Welcome back to another episode of Eyes Up Here. I'm your host, Lindsay Palos. And today I am joined by my girl. She is Gen Z and very mature. But I don't know. What am I trying to say?
Thanks. Hi. Good to be back.
Good. I sometimes feel like mature is like, I don't want to be called mature ever.
Really?
Yeah. I like maintaining my immature.
You know, I was actually making a list of things that I want my next partner to be. Mm-hmm. And mature was one of the things.
What?
But also like silly. You have to have like a good mix of like silly and mature.
Yeah.
Like I love someone that has their shit together.
Yeah.
I think that's so like admirable. Someone that motivates me. Someone that's like a self-starter, like self-motivated. I don't know. Yeah. I just think it's so cool.
I like to think I'm very immature and childish in the ways that you should be, but I can also like handle business like an adult. So I'm like, I'm an adult where it counts, but for the rest, I'm a fucking kid. Like, and I always want to be, I'm telling you, that's how you stay young looking.
That's
the truth. And because I'm like at that age where like, you can tell who's going to look like a kid forever and you can tell who's going to grow up. Mm-hmm. And yo, I'm not going on the grown-up train. Like that train is like choo-chooing somewhere else.
Yeah. But I think that's like the, like, bye. Like knowing when to have fun, but then also like having that mature side of like,
that's my chair.
I'm a boss.
Yeah.
You know? And I think you are that. Like
I'm always going to be silly.
That's good.
I need adventure. I always need to like learn stuff. I always need to be going. I don't know. I need to play. Play is mm-hmm. so important.
I think so too.
One of my goals when I'm like, when I'm rich as hell, we should all live in Delulu like we're going to be billionaires. We're all going to be billionaires. Okay?
Is it Delulu though? If you really, really believe it.
I truly believe it.
I truly believe it too. Like I really genuinely, wholeheartedly, I'm like, I know I'm going to be rich. Oh.
Okay. Can I tell you a secret though?
Yeah.
I don't truly know if I'm ever going to find true love. So, mm-hmm. and that's not me trying to be cynical. I just really don't know if that's for me. And I don't think people get everything in life. I would bet more that I could find a way to make $1 billion before I believed that I would have true love. That's actually the truth.
I think that.
It's dark. And I would trade one for the other.
You're such a romantic, though. Like, yeah. I think you're going to find true love. I'm so here for it. I think you've just had some bad experiences. That have turned you off from like the idea of true love, maybe.
Well, can I be honest? It's not even my experiences, too. It's also like the experiences of people I see. Parents, no shade, but like you guys didn't crush. And then like, you know, I see my friends and I barely see good examples, but maybe the good examples have been having fun with each other and they're just like off the grid and like living their happy
life. That's so true.
You guys are so lucky if you're in one of those.
Oh, if you're in love right now, good for you. Good for you.
Can I tell you like the best plus of being in love? Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the sweetest things about being in love is like, cause you have friendship too.
Yeah.
And it's when you go on a vacation and you had so much fun and then you like fly back and you're all depressed and you're bummed. You're like, it's over. I got to go back to work. But then it's when you leave the airport and you're like, you know what? Me and this guy, we can order pizza tonight and the slumber party keeps going.
Yeah, just never stops.
Yeah, I love that.
And you look forward to it even though you just spent a whole week with them.
Yeah. To me, that's romance.
That's a really good feeling.
But anyway, enough of this talk. All right, let's go through Lindsay life. First of all.
Yeah, wait, tell me or tell them. I know what you've been up to. I've been here every day. But tell everybody that's listening, what have you been up to?
Okay. Okay, well, here's the thing. I bite off a lot of goals. And the problem is I'm trying to chew them, but I don't have the best, like, it's a lot doing everything, trying to do everything again at once. And if I'm being brutally honest, the last few years, I was at max capacity of the work I could do. And I realized if I wanted to grow bigger, I had to really commit to a team. And I had to really commit to investing even more money mm-hmm. to kind of make more money. It's the entertainment world is complicated and modeling is complicated. And, you know, I don't know if people really understand all that I do, but I do a lot of.
They definitely don't.
No,
they definitely don't know what goes into it.
Editing and styling and negotiating and creative and planning.
If you guys knew how much work, like just the ins and outs of Lindsay's day, like,
yeah.
Like I don't think anybody that's listening can fathom it.
No.
Like,
no.
It's really incredible. Like,
it's
you
an
work
all day job.
So hard.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really do.
And more people should know that and acknowledge that. Like, seriously.
No, it's, yeah, it's funny because I used to be a person who watched TV and I was like, oh, celebrities, they just live by the pool and the assistant gets them this. Mm-hmm. And whoa, I had that really mixed up. It's kind of the job of something when you're the brand, it means the whole, you're the whole job all the time.
And it's like, yeah, you can also have teams that do different things, but it's like you're still the middleman at the end of the day.
Yeah, you're the manager of, like, those teams.
Yeah, and everyone's messaging you, trying to get feedback on every single thing that, like, is supposed to be done but can't get done until you give them feedback. It's like that's a lot in itself. And that's not even counting the shit that you have to do on your own.
Yeah.
And then there was like a million people interrupting your day trying to get their shit handled.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's insane.
And
it's impossible.
Like general... also general, just like taking care of my body and my health and my little blind dog who can't see. He can't go walk outside without a chaperone. Like, you know, maintaining my home, all that. So you got all these things are roles. So I play a lot. I have a lot of hats. Thank you for noticing. But yeah, so I realized that, about a year ago, I probably mentioned this already, but about a year ago, I almost opened a brick and mortar business. I was ready to do something more creative and even something that didn't have to do with the way I looked, something a little bit more that I could grow, but I changed my mind. I did a lot of soul searching, started praying, meditating. I did all kind of shit, and that's a whole other podcast for a whole other day. But I did all that, and I came to the realization that I was at max capacity, so it's time to take things off my plate a little bit. So I have new managers, and I have you, and I have, I'm working with new teams and a new publicist and new photographers. I'm trying to let go of the editing a little bit more. But which brings me to this podcast right now, before I hire the people who are going to video this and record this and make sure the audio's snatched, which is what I've been doing. I just want to prove to myself that it's something I was committed to. I wanted to kind of give this show my first earnest effort, because if I don't believe in myself, I don't want to invest anymore.
Yeah.
This is a lot into my business brain right now. Sorry, guys. But yeah, so I'm going to let this go. But the good news is, in April, I've already got two episodes set up. We have more planned. So my goal was just to at least put out four. And I was really surprised. We got a lot of listen on the last episode. So you guys are really listening, and that really inspired me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
Like, we can really do this thing.
We can do this.
And it makes it even more feasible to, like, hire a company to do the audio and, like, the visuals and stuff like that. Because it's like, if people are listening, if people want more, then why not just take it the next step? But right now, we're still in the midst of, like,
vibes.
Just vibing it out. Just vibing it out.
Yeah, we're trying to make sure we can prove that I'll post this. But the good news is, the shows coming up are going to be good. We talk about all kind of stuff. A lot of sex, dating, situationships. We got in a hot debate about polyamory, all kind of stuff. It's really fun. But this episode today, we want to do a little bit of a bonus episode, a little bit of where's Lindsay at in life. Yours truly, kind of like my person, like an audio diary of sorts, which I love. And then we want to giggle about stuff. Helen has a would you rather game that's sure to be a little bit raunchy. And I'm going to tell you about the time I was making out with this really hot girl, because it's going to come up. And I think that you guys would love hearing about me and a hot girl.
They're
gonna have
a
feeling.
They're gonna lose it. This story is also so good. Like, you guys gotta stay and listen through it.
Yeah. But so, yeah, we're gonna do a little bit of a life recap and a where I'm at. Well, first of all, we're going to Coachella this weekend.
Oh my God. I don't think, if you haven't been to Coachella yet, I don't think you realize, like, what goes into planning for Coachella.
God.
Oh my God. It is a whole thing.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Nail. Well, fuck even the nails. My nails aren't done because I'm playing the guitar, but the outfits are so annoying for us. The outfits are a lot. The outfits are costumes.
The outfits are, like, the biggest thing, though.
I think that's the most annoying.
Yeah.
But then the lodging. Yeah. And so I'm booking a place last minute, and I'm like, fuck, I really want to get some friends to, like, knock off some of this tab. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to coordinate people staying with me. And then I'm booking the hair and makeup, getting the outfits, getting the wristbands for the parties. You have to show up to, like, a business in LA to go.
Undisclosed location until, like, the week of. And then everyone that's going to this party needs to, like, go to this random location, get wristbands, and then, like, the party's a few days later. But it's, like, a lot of planning, you guys.
Yeah. And then it's, like, who's going to bring – I was about to make a really bad joke. I was going to say, who's going to bring the drugs? But then I was like, are they going to know that I'm kidding because they can't see my face?
They're not going to know. They're not going to know at all.
I'm just kidding. You guys, I would never pay for drugs.
Never.
That's the point of being hot. That is the best return on investment of being hot. It's like, I've never paid for a drug in my fucking life.
You're like, I'll never pay for it, but who's bringing it?
No, just kidding.
A joke.
That really is one of the benefits. Pretty privileged is definitely like, hey, do you want some of this?
That's so funny.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, you guys. But actually, for the record, I do believe in recreational and safe drug use. I think it's, why not? I think better safety and allowed than like illegal and non-safe, maybe.
I see. So you'd be like the mom that like brings the alcohol to the function.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't? But like, no, if it's illegal at your house.
Wait, I don't like to break rules though.
Okay, that's true.
But I think that it should be allowed that you can take a little Molly at a festival. Like, okay, I don't think that should be illegal.
Yeah.
That's my political opinion, but I think kids don't need to be drunk.
Mm-hmm.
They're already kids.
What if they're like 20?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you ever drink underage? We snuck Hypnotic into my closet.
Oh, wow. My high school experience was very much like around 15, 16 is when everybody started like partying. And maybe some people sooner, but like that's when I started.
Dude, like, kids are so scary.
Honestly, I can't believe we like drank like that at that age. That was stupid. Why did...
I don't know. Why they let me use tanning beds?
Wait, at 15?
Dude, for sure 15. And I had the little Playboy bunny. Like, where were my parents?
Where were they?
Yeah.
Just wondering.
They were worrying about the wrong stuff.
Oh my God. But back to Coachella.
So we're going to go to Coachella. I'm still partying. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited. We're going to go to some parties. I'm going to dress up.
Lindsay's going to look so good, you guys. Oh. I can't wait for the photos.
I really want to be like an all white Barbie cowgirl.
I can see that happening.
With like a tan, a very deep tan. So this year my resolution was to do 24 random events this year. I wanted to do two a month, and then I realized that's 24 and we're in 2024. That's very cute. So I've been honoring that, and I've learned to ski. I went skiing with strangers in Wyoming. I made it to the Super Bowl. What else have I done? I have a list of it. Yeah, I've been doing things. I've been seeing sites. And honestly, I've been doing a lot of things in between the formal things that are on the list. Wait, I have a list. Like, you know, I've been learning how to play the guitar. I went to the house from Back to the Future. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll just go explore. I went to a swanky art exhibit where I saw A-list celebrities.
Oh, yeah, the art show.
Oh, cool. My God. I went to a rave with roller coasters. Oh, yes. That was
You've been
incredible.
Doing, like, a lot.
I've been doing a lot. And so after Coachella, I think I'm going to go to Paris for fun.
Just the fun of it.
Just the fun of it. I've never been. I've only been to Saint-Tropez for one day. I had one day in Saint-Tropez.
That was quick, though. So now you're going to have like a whole.
Yeah.
A whole time.
A whole time. And I'm going to go to everything. Disney. I'm going to force everyone to go to Disney with me. I'm going to go shopping. And my sister actually asked me today if I want to go to Paris. And I was like, say less. I need two events a month.
Let's go to Paris.
Coachella in Paris.
That's going to be so fun. I've never been to Paris, but
me either. Great thing. So romantic, I guess.
Oh my God, yeah. That's what they say.
I'm going to be Lindsay in Paris.
Cute. Oh, that's...
Wait, do I need a little hat with a little
I think you need
French
to get
hat,
on there.
Or am I a douchebag?
No, you absolutely need to have one. I think you have to do it.
You want to know something so sick? All morning, the first thing I thought was like, I really need to keep up my workouts while I'm there. And I was like, do they have a SoulCycle Paris? And if so, are they going to laugh at me because I'm not good at putting my feet in those fucking shoes?
You know people bring their own?
That is too far.
That is crazy.
People with SoulCycle are literally, I would hire them to join. Like if I was fighting a war, I'd hire the people from Pilates and SoulCycle.
It's like a cult. It really is.
They don't feel pain. Wait, SoulCycle Paris. You think they have one?
They have to, right? SoulCycle's huge now.
Let's see. No. Not that I see.
But they have to have spin classes.
Yeah, I see one called Dynamo. Dynamo? I'm going to go make fucking friends. I hope they have music playing.
Maybe they have class pass, though.
Oh, I'm so doing it.
That's so cool.
It's going to be fun. So, yeah, you'll see me in Paris. You'll see me in the desert. Just fucking vibing.
All over.
Yeah. Okay, so tonight I'm actually... This brings me to my story about how I made out with the hottest girl alive. But tonight I'm going to celebrate my friend Peter. It's his birthday, and we're doing, you know, we're going by the Abbey. in West Hollywood. It's one of the most famous gay bars in the country. And the last time I went there, I met the hottest girl ever. And you know how, like, with attraction, like, when a guy I think is attractive, which is very rare, but, you know, when you see someone in the room and you, like, catch your eye and you're like, oh, my God, who is this person? Well, I did this with a girl, and I've never done that with a girl. Actually, not true. But this is the first time I've done it with a girl, like, so hardcore. And she came up and hit on me, and we were, like, making out all night. Like, I was so into her. And I don't know if I've ever told you guys this, but, like, I flirt with anybody.
No, yeah. I was actually thinking about, like, how a lot of guys think that they're, like, out of your... that you're out of their league.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, you have no idea. Like, no. Lindsay's down. Like,
I'm down.
Doesn't matter if you're short, bald. Like, it doesn't... No. Like, it's just about vibes. Like, literally.
Hot comes in every package.
Every single package.
Yeah, and I know not to discount, like, silly stuff. So I'm like, anybody can be hot.
Yeah.
It's all vibes. I truly believe that. And so, but it's funny. I'm so feminine. I feel like my energy is very feminine. And I feel like I get hit on a lot by women who are very masculine. And I love it because in my head, I'm like, oh, I love masculine energy. So I'll flirt back. Like, I love, but I really do get hit on by some of, like, the most masculine chicks ever.
And how do you, what do you like? What are you more into, like, more masculine chicks, or, like,
yeah,
would you be more into, like, a feminine vibe?
No, I'm so feminine.
But wasn't the, wait.
She was beautiful.
Like, I was going to ask, what was she like?
But her vibe was, like, masculine, like, strong.
She's very top energy.
She was kind of the perfect blend of feminine and masculine. She was perfectly balanced.
Interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, the point is, I'm going to go to the Abbey tonight and.
Kiss girls?
Nick?
I'm here for it.
Kiss everyone.
Do it.
What was I going to say? Oh, I think I needed to update everybody on Tosh as well.
Oh, yeah. Tell them. Let them know.
I got news for you guys. He's so fucking cute. This guy's getting cuter by the day, by the second. He's so cute. He's just cuddling like crazy. He's just enjoying the spring. He's obsessed with me. He's obsessed with his life. And I just want to talk about him, how much I love him.
The delivery of that in the beginning, it just scared. Sounded like... something horrible was going to come out of your mouth. And I love that it was, like, all positive things.
No, he's so healthy. And he had a UTI from hell, like, a month ago. And I was like, fuck, he is. I was worried. I was like, oh, this is where it just goes down.
I was really scared, too.
Yeah, but mommy, I literally just, like, gave him antibiotics. I forced him to eat fluids and drink fluids and eat bacon.
Took care of him.
And I got back to real life. And he's so good.
He's so good. Look at him over there.
Yeah, I love him.
He loves his cuddles, too.
Yeah. But literally, that's my life. I mean, we got the 24 events. We got Paris. Mm-hmm. We got working on my business. I'm doing a lot of writing. And we have Tosh.
It's a good time over here.
It's a good time over here. So let's go. And remember, we have episodes coming out for you this month. I think that was the main point of this.
Yeah. This is just episodes. Like a little fun bonus.
Yeah. This is a little bonus. A little bonus vibe. Episode. Okay.
I have some would you rathers for you if you want to jump into those.
I'm ready. I'm okay. So ready to take a sip.
I only have a few. But. Okay, we'll start out easy. Ooh. Would you rather be the big spoon or the little spoon?
Ooh, I would rather both. I love both. Equal opportunity. I love being the little spoon, and I love being the big spoon too. And I really love, like, if I'm dating someone, like, I love their head in my boobs.
Oh.
And me, like, literally petting them, like, by my face. Like, yeah, come yeah, here yeah. And let me love you.
Just let me pet you.
Yeah, like, you just stay here and shut up.
I like that vibe.
That's, like, my favorite thing.
Okay, so you're like, down
what
for
about
both.
You?
I like being the big spoon, but also I'm down to be a little spoon, too.
Yeah.
I'm down for both.
Yeah, they're both fun.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather date someone with bad breath or bad body odor? And,
bad
like,
breath.
They can't just put gum in their mouth. Like, it's always bad. Gum will not save them.
Well, then I'm going to help them out. And, like, let's go to the dentist.
Oh, no. It's like, wait, have you heard of that thing? I don't know what it's called, but it's like a...
Gingivitis?
No, it's something like that. Okay. But, like...
Halitosis?
Yes. 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 Yes.
I had an ex who was an awful person. And when he would talk about his ex-girlfriend, he'd be like, she sucks. She has halitosis. And I was like, what the fuck? And I feel like bad breath is such a good insult because it's a bad insult because people, usually people with bad breath don't know it, yeah. Or like they don't care about it. And it's like almost like one of the biggest, like easiest digs for like a third grader to be like, yeah. You have bad breath. And he would say that about this girl who does not have bad
breath.
Like,
grow up.
Or breath. She's like one of the most hygienic looking people. She's like fame. Like she does like beauty ads. Like this girl is one of the most beautiful people and famous. And like, and he would say that. And I'm like, you're fucking lying. And then when he started to torment me, he would tell me I had halitosis. And I'm like, you just use the same material around town.
Oh my God. So for anyone that's listening that doesn't know what halitosis is, it's like when you're, it's like a bacteria that you can't, like you're always going to have bad breath.
Why?
Basically. I don't know.
What?
It's like a thing.
Really? It's a condition that is permanent?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then
I think there's probably ways to make it better, but.
Well, then I have even more empathy for them. Then I'm like, they can't, it's a condition they can't help.
Yeah.
Period. We're going to wear a lot of deodorant and perfume and I'll work around it.
Okay, perfect.
I try to be sensitive to like bodily stuff and like bodily functions or like things that are just like human. I hate when people like hate on each other for things that are like human body related. It's like, what the fuck? We're not robots.
Yeah, that's facts.
And like, I'm going to be embarrassed because my body did something silly. Like, what? No. Like,
let me live. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that. Okay. Would you rather walk in on your parents?
Oh, God.
Or they walk in on you?
Ew.
Your parents are divorced, right?
Ew, yeah.
How weird would that be to just see them
together?
That would be really confusing, wouldn't it?
Well, it wouldn't be confusing. Unfortunately, that's how I arrived. And I, even the thought of that is so fucking gross. Like every now and then, like I literally came from my parents having sex. It's the most disgusting thought of all time. But like that is what's crazy about being a human. It's like, I don't know. People are all like, you really want to shield people from the ideas of sex. And it's like, we are the literal product of sex, which I think is such a mind fuck.
And it's such taboo to talk about in some, like, you know, countries or some, like, religions or whatever.
Can
like,
I say something gross?
Say it.
Like, do you ever think our parents, like, look at us and they're like, wow, remember when I was having sex that time? And then, like, this is what happened?
Oh, please.
Like, do they think they, like, what is it like to look at the product of, like, you having sex with someone?
That is crazy.
Living and breathing and talking.
That is probably such a crazy feeling.
We do a good job at, like, dissociating. But, like, sometimes I don't dissociate. I'm like, that is fucking crazy.
Oh, my God. No, yeah, that's random. Because, like, everyone's thought about, like, their parents having sex and, like,
ew,
creating them, right? Like, I'm not the you literally just said you've thought about it too, right?
I didn't think about them doing it, but I thought about what they thought about when they looked at me.
Oh, no. Wait, so you've never had the thought of, like my parents have sex? Like,
that is so, I'm going to have fucking nightmares.
I'm really grossed out too, just saying it.
But also, why are we so grossed out by our parents doing anything when we're the product of them doing everything?
That's so true.
It's kind of like, it's That's weird. So
but like, my parents aren't, they're not like cuddly with each other and like, they're not very affectionate.
Yeah.
So to me, it's a very like foreign like concept.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I also feel like it's weird to like the kids, because if our parents are our parents, then they're both our family. But to each other, they're not related family. So That's we look true. At them almost like, I could imagine that we frame them as this, like, it's almost incestuous because to you, those are your family members. But to them, they're not blood family members. They're actually just bonded people.
That's crazy to think about.
Right? I feel like that's probably where we get this, like, gross feeling.
So wait, psychologist which one? Would you Lindsay rather walk in on them or would you rather them walk in on
Literally
you?
Fucking neither.
You have to pick.
No. Well, they're divorced, so I'm out, right? I don't have to.
But if they weren't, hypothetically.
What? But they're divorced.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm gonna say walk on me just because I don't want my parents to, if they were hooking up, then that means they divorced who they're with. And so for that alone, I feel like I have to make the choice.
Okay. Take one for the team. Okay.
Sick.
Got it. All right. This is the last one. It's a crazy one.
But also Tosh humps people and I'm not like that disturbed. I'm like, you should stop, but he doesn't like weird me.
Let him live, little Tosh. Okay. Would you rather your sex playlist be all JoJo Siwa or all 2000s Disney?
Wait, like, what's wrong with 2000s like, Disney?
Like Camp Rock and like High School Musical? Like you'd want to have sex to that? Or JoJo Siwa?
Both of these feel very wrong.
Doesn't it feel crazy?
But I feel like 2000s Disney had some bangers. Have you remember what's that fucking song? You know the one. Hold on. Wait, what's that one? Wait. Stargazing Megaplex. You hit me like a cosmic blast.
What's that?
Caught up in a technicolor world. That's fucking Supernova Girl from Xenon.
Oh,
it's a
planetstellar.
Planetary megastellar. Hydrostatic. There's no gravity between us.
I did not
Your
watch
love
it.
Is automatic.
Was that 2000s?
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Made my heart go boom, boom. My supernova girl.
Oh, you know what was
period.
What soundtrack is really good?
What?
Lemonade Mouth soundtrack. Have you heard it?
No. What's that?
Oh, I'll have to show you. Wait, you've never seen Lemonade Mouth?
No.
Oh my God.
What's that?
Different Generations.
Yeah.
It's just a Disney movie. It's so good.
Did you ever hear, do you know what Rocko's Modern Life is?
Nope.
Do you know what Rocket Power is?
Nope.
You know what Doug is?
No.
Fuck. Do you know what Hey Arnold is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Do you know what? That would be way before your time. Rugrats? Did you ever watch Rugrats?
Yeah.
Rugrats was sick.
I didn't watch it like that, but like it was on sometimes.
I loved Rugrats. But why? I don't know.
I loved Disney. Were you a Disney kid or a Nick kid?
Both. Oh.
We have to talk about Quiet on Set.
Oh,
you didn't watch it though, right?
No.
Oh my God.
I heard a lot of tea, but I didn't feel like downloading whatever that was.
Oh my God. It's insane. It's insane.
I read the Jeanette McCurdy book.
Oh yeah. You liked it though, right?
Yeah. I found it interesting. I like her writing style. I found it actually pretty similar to mine a little bit. But
what book are you on for the year?
I'm rereading Atomic Habits. If you guys haven't read that book, like literally go read it. Just commit to 3 pages and then you'll be a 10 and then you'll finish the whole thing. And it's like that book I read a few years ago and I was waking up at 5:30. I read so many books. I made so much money. I was very committed. And I'm like, I really need to fix my habits and reread this because I have a lot of goals right now. And I was really overwhelmed with them. I've been really overwhelmed with them. And even just reading that book, it kind of helped me. It just helped me get back on track already. And this week I worked out 5 times a week. All the podcasts are uploaded. I have 65 things I just uploaded to my OnlyFans. Like all that took was focus in the right perspective.
There you go.
So that's why I love books. But Atomic Habits I'm reading. I read a few thrillers already. I'm still trying to read that really long, The Wager.
I haven't heard of that one.
Oh my God. It's like historical nonfiction, but it's supposed to read like fiction. It's about this like shipwreck and then there was mutiny and then there's cannibalism, but it's a real story. And I was like, let me fucking learn something.
I just watched a movie on cannibalism. It wasn't on it, but it was a part of it. It's called Society of the Snow. Have you heard of it?
Uh-uh.
It's like a plane crash basically in the mountains.
It's real?
Yeah, it's actually based on a true story. It's on Netflix right now. It's dubbed in English, but it's really good. The movie was great. It's a heavy movie though, but basically, they get into a plane crash and they have to survive in the mountains for like months.
How'd they do?
True story. Well, half of them like died. So then they had no food. They had to resort to eating each other with dead bodies. But
I would not do good in like lack of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was aware of something beforehand, I could stick it out. I have good willpower, but I don't have the desire to live if I'm very uncomfortable. So it's different. Like if I want to live, I can live. But if I don't feel like it, I'd be like,
See, I love the show Survivor. But I could never in a million years like do something like that.
Beyond just having a period and having to sleep outside. Are you fucking kidding?
Right. That's the whole like that's the craziest part.
Yeah. Like to imagine you already had cramps. Like, no.
Oh, hell no. Take me out.
Yeah.
I
take
quit.
Me out of the game.
I quit.
But what else do we have? What else is on our docket? I love saying docket. What else is across our desk?
Across our desk.
Really not much.
Pretty much all we've got going on. We want to do more podcasting.
Yeah. We're going to try to update it more.
Mm-hmm.
Be more on the go. Maybe I'll take this mic to Pee Wee.
That would be so cool to have your sister on.
That could be
pretty cool.
I don't want to force anybody to like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do want to take this around. I'd rather this be more, I like the idea of my podcast being a little bit diary-ish, diary-esque. I think that's a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
Than the formal
my God.
Stuff.
We have some exciting projects that are on the horizon that we probably can't talk about just yet.
Yeah, probably not just yet, but God, fingers crossed.
Lindsay is killing it. Lindsay's crushing.
Look, if there's a big break to be had, I'm going to set myself up for as hard as I can because I'm ready for my next round of career. There's a lot I like to do. I love writing. I've been nonstop. I've written songs and they're good. And
poetry.
Writing a lot of poems.
Learning
working on a
guitar.
Book. Yeah, I love doing that with my spare time, but there's a million things I want to do. But enough about me. Do we have anything else hilarious to share? I can't remember. I feel like I've done a lot of embarrassing shit lately, but I can't remember. Obviously, the ski lift of shame was one of my most embarrassing experiences recently.
What was it?
The ski lift of shame.
Oh, yeah. That
where
was
I made
funny.
Them take me down the ski lift because I was scared shitless. And I started lying to people on the way down.
Wait, what did you lie about?
Like, did I tell a story in the podcast?
You said, you said the ski lift story, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, no, I told them about the time
you were drinking.
Fell. Wait, that's
a different
ski
one?
Lift of story one.
Oh, there's another. Okay,
yeah,
wait. The you have to spell.
Worse. Second one's worse. Well, when I went to Wyoming with those strangers, I went all the way to the top of the mountain and it was cloudy. And I was so scared. I went down and I went straight to the instructor. But by the end of the day, I could do that run again. The next day, they're like, let's go do the run at the top. It's the last run. And I go up and I realize, like, as I'm going up, my friend's like, look backward. And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. I could tell we've been on that fucking lift for way too long. And I was on Mount Everest. Like, I was I was fucking up there, like up there. And I guess I knew about, I was comfortable with a certain amount of heights, but I was on the top of a fucking high ass mountain.
Oh my God.
And the run was a green, but it was a green, but it had cliffs. So if I made a mistake, I was going to fall off a fucking cliff. Period.
No. Okay.
But yeah. And I wasn't ready to fucking die that day. And so I got up there and I was like, you know what, guys? This is where I say no. Like, no, nope, 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 nope. And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, I cannot go down that. I was like, I'm not. I don't care how embarrassing this is going to be.
Oh,
take me down
God.
On that fucking ski lift.
Oh, no.
And they're like, fuck. And so I had to go like tell the people. Oh, there's a leaf blower. Oh, no. Oh. Hold on, wait. Pause for leaf blower. Oh, he's right by my door.
Wow.
Oh, he's leaf blowing the
he's
fuck.
Getting
he's
into
leaf blowing
it.
The shit out of us right now. Stop. The leaf blower is very
loud. Sound.
Did I pause it?
I wonder if it paused.
No, I don't. Okay, we're unpaused. Sorry, I paused it because the leaf blower was like leaf blowing all into our shit.
It's very close.
It might come back in and out, but like it's we're just never gonna get this done if we worry about the leaf blower. So just bear with us. But okay, I was at the top of the mountain and I was like, yo, I have to go down this. Like, I'm not going to ski down this. I will die off that cliff. Absolutely fuck not. And so first they have to like, I have to go ask another man at the top of a mountain. So the lady at the lift, she was like, you got to go tell this guy that you're not dying because that's a part of going down the ski lift. Like, you can't be injured or whatever she said. I was like, all right. So I go knock on his door and I'm like, hi.
They have like they have like an office there?
There's like a little small shed looking thing at the top of the mountain.
Okay.
It's probably like an emergency shed.
Right, right.
And I was like, hi, I need to go back down the ski lift. Like, can you just put me back down it? It's gonna be for the best of everybody here if you just send me back. And he's like, okay, yeah, that's cool. So then when they have to stop the whole ski lift operation for the entire mountain to get
me back on.
Wait. I can't just like swing back on it. They have to stop it.
Oh my God.
And before they stop it, they send a red alarm and the alarm is like, and like the whole fucking top of the mountain stops and stares at me. And I was like, oh fuck.
Stop. That is mortifying.
Fuck. Yeah. And so I'm like,
it's a whole ordeal.
Oh, the shame. If I literally didn't think I was going to die going down that run, like the shame would have got me. But thank God, I'd rather be embarrassed than die. Like, that's a good sign.
Yeah, totally.
So I get on the ski lift down. And it's not just like the alarm wasn't the only bad moment. I have to face everybody going up on the way down.
Oh, my God.
And so, like, I'm, like, ready to go down the ski lift. And there's a lady. There's actually a group at the top. And one of them goes, I hope she makes it down okay. And I literally said, fuck you. Like, fuck off. And we laughed about
it. Like, mind your business.
Yeah, we were giggling about it. But so I go down the ski lift and everybody's staring at me as they come up. And so I was like, well, I should just start lying. Like, this is where I should start making shit up. And I, so So first I told someone, I was like, oh, left my phone. And then so I like lied that it was a phone thing.
That's actually a good one.
And then I called a friend and I pretended, I said, family emergency for the next one. And I just started making up lies because I kind of hoped that when everyone went down to laugh about me at the bar, their stories wouldn't match up and they would realize I was fucking with them.
Like, I saw this girl who left her phone at the bottom
like,
of the mountain.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, I thought that she had a family emergency. Like, yeah, I was like, my dog is sick. Like, I was just making shit up.
Oh, my God.
For each cart. I was lying to everyone.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't be able to look at them. I would be looking the other way.
No, I loved it. I was like, I'm going to, like, be so in so much shame. I was like, let's just, like, dig in. Like, full let's send. Make this a joke.
Double down.
Yeah. And so anyway, I made sure to call my friend, Shy. And so when I was getting off the bottom of the ski lift, I pretended that I was actually having an emergency. And I was like, yeah, I'm coming right away. No, they got me down the ski lift. And I was like totally just like faking this whole scene.
But you actually called her.
Yeah, I actually called her to fake the moment. And then by the time I walked away for the thing, I was like, fuck this. And I went and got drunk in the bar. Like, I went and partied with everyone, no shame attached at all.
That is
but
so
I just
funny.
Had to get down that mountain. But yeah, it was awful.
Oh, my God.
The point is.
At least you didn't die.
Yeah, period. I mean, we're here. Yeah,
we're here.
Better days were ahead. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm glad I didn't ski myself off.
Were
that
all your cliff. Friends good? They make it down safe.
Oh, my God. So I went to ski with strangers and they were all very good. A lot of skiers have been skiing since they were babies. Mm-hmm. And so they don't have.
Babies.
Yeah. So they don't have the same like. It's a much different, I think, as an adult trying to do something so dangerous without the lifetime of experience that these people have. Not to say that you can't be good or learn, because I'm committed. I'm going to figure it out. But yeah, the fear part. So, no, they were all, like, next level, like, excellent skiers.
My God.
And I was,
could
like,
never.
I
literally
shamed.
Don't want to even try.
Really?
I'm good. Like, it seems
it, is fun.
It seems fun.
Oh, it's fun.
But I'm good. I'd rather go sledding. You know, on like a short hill.
Yeah.
I don't need my feet to be strapped in.
Yeah.
And trapped. Like I'm
trapped.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I need more practice.
The leaf blower's back.
Yeah.
There he is.
We're getting blown. Well, I guess we should just say goodbye.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a sign.
Guys, it was lovely catching up. But stay tuned. We've got new episodes out of Eyes Up Here Tuesdays so far. We had them scheduled. So we'll catch you on Tuesday. For more Eyes Up Here, but you might catch a bonus episode here and there because it's a lot of fun. And I'm not doing this podcast with any rules or any stress because I'm beyond tired of that. So thank you, Helen, for joining us. Where can everyone follow you?
Thanks.
If you want to be followed.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram. My user is Helen Abutidze. It's HelenAbutidze.
Loves it. And you guys, yeah, can tweet me, beat me, all that. Beep me.
Beat
that
me.
Was Kim Possible
call
reference.
Call me, beat me
if you
want to
reach me.
Me.
Exactly.
There you go.
But don't call.
please don't.
Yeah, please don't. I'll see you every Tuesday. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Eyes Up Here. Bye-bye.